بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أم شريك رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرها بقتل الأوزاغ. In this riwayat, Hazrat Umm Shariq radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and when she was still a young girl, this rawi, this narrator of the hadith, in Makkatul Mukarrama, she was a young girl and she should go door to door inviting people towards Islam. And this was just her work, her mission, that Allah Ta'ala had put it in her heart, and she used to go around all the time inviting people towards Islam. Naturally, the non-Muslims of Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, who did not accept Islam, did not like it, and they put her through various tortures. But still she remained very firm on deen, though being such a young girl. However, she narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered and commanded that the chameleon, this should be killed. The chameleon itself, or what was of its family. And what is behind it is that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also continuously called his people towards Allah, towards Tawheed, then finally after a very long explanation which comes in history, that on one occasion when they went out of town to go and worship their idols, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to their temple and broke all the idols. And he hung the axe on the neck of the biggest idol. When they came back, they made an inquiry that who is it that broke all our idols? And somebody said it was one person, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to speak ill and bad of the idol. He is suspect number one. So when they asked him, so he said, you can see the axe is hanging from the neck of the big idol. He seems to be the guilty one, because he has got the axe by him. When then they realize that these idols can do nothing for a person. But when a person is so adamant in his evil and his mind has become blocked completely, he doesn't see the folly of his wrong actions. And then they decided to execute Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. For that they burnt a very huge, huge fire. It is said so huge that they could not even go near the fire to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam in. They had to catapult him in. From a distance they had to throw him in. However, on that occasion, this chameleon, or to which family it belongs, it also showed its enmity and hatred, na'uzu billah, for Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it blew into the fire to try and make the fire more stronger. Like when a fire is not catching on, and we fan it or we blow in it so that it can burn properly. Like that, this chameleon also did. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam further explained, وَقَالَ كَانَ يَنْفُخُ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And this chameleon, it was blowing onto this fire of which was made for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In the explanation of this, the ulama write that a chameleon blew into the fire in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in order to intensify that fire. And this was evidence of its enmity to a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very serious crime, to have enmity, to have any dislike of any Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, any Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And particularly, of course, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the opposite of this, to have love for Allah's Rasul, is a sign of great, great iman. And from there is, today is Friday also, we should increase our durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every day also we should read durood sharif. And also we should try and follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can. We should not have an attitude that this is only sunnah after all. Or what is wrong if we don't follow the sunnah and we follow some other way? This is a very serious matter to imitate any other nation besides the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this enmity that is shown in whichever way, even imitating the ways of the non-believers, all this is a serious thing. So we should cultivate within us the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his sunnahs, read durood, and also we should try at least starting for our families to call them all also towards this correct lifestyle. And further, as much as we can, we should call people towards this lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه in the same context narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم who said, من قتل وزغة في أول ضربة فله كذا وكذا حسنة. A person who kills a chameleon in the first shot, that is, if he strikes it immediately dead, first time, he will get so much of reward. وَمَنْ قَتَلَا فِي الضَّرْبَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ فَلَهُ كَذَا وَكَذَا حَسَنَةً دُونَ الْأُولَى And a person who kills it in the second time, he will get so much and so much of reward, but less than that person who killed it the first time. وَإِنْ قَتَلَهَا فِي الضَّرْبَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ فَلَهُ كَذَا وَكَذَا حَسَنَةً. And if he killed it in the third attempt, then he will get so much of reward. The actual reward is not shown, but this explains also it will be a great reward. And the thing that is underlying here is that those who oppose the ways of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, who have enmity for them, for that is the reward really. And in another riwayat, which comes in Muslim Sharif, this reward is explained quite a bit more clearly. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَنْ قَتَلَ وَزَغًا فِي أَوَّلِ ضَرْبَةٍ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِئَةُ حَسَنَةٍ. A person who kills this chameleon in the first time, he will get 100 rewards. وَفِي ثَانِيَةٍ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And the second, if he in the second attempt, then it will be less than that. وَفِي ثَالِثَةِ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And if it will be in the third attempt, it will be less than that. However, the basic principle is that those who have enmity for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then this is a very, very dangerous thing. We must admit our weakness if we do not follow, for example, any sunnah. We find ourselves, we are not having that much of love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be loved more than what we love ourselves and our family also. But if we don't seem to feel it, we should feel guilty about it. But we should not show any enmity whatsoever to any Nabi whatsoever, to any of his teachings and his ways. May Allah protect our iman and our a'mal.